This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up...
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella!
An appreciation for the actress who caused all that commotion. But first, the U.S. federal government will run out of money at the end of the month unless Congress passes a raft of budget legislation. This week, all 13 appropriations bills remain unfinished, unsigned, and unlikely to move forward soon. In the next fiscal year, the federal government will need upwards of $750 billion just to keep going. Stan Collender joins us in our studios. He's a longtime budget analyst and senior vice president of Fleischmann Hillard International. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
You know, appropriations, we have an impression, never exactly move with great dispatch. There's always a flurry of activity, and people stop the clock hands to be able to pass everything. That said, how unusual is this situation? Nothing major passing by the second week of September.
Well, we're almost going back to 1995-96 when we had the last government shutdown for it to be this bad. I mean, as you suggested, it's always a rush at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But it's never quite been this difficult, you know, in recent memory anyway. A lot of factors for it. Congress is, split at narrow majorities in both houses. The president wants one thing. Congress wants another. Congress is up for re-election. The president isn't. And we got a deficit again. Mm-hmm. But you put it all together, and it's still, I mean, the one thing Congress has to do every year is pass appropriations, and it's just not getting done.
What do you see of those 13 separate bills? What do you see as those that are likeliest to get quick action?
Probably defense. Mm-hmm. There's actually very little controversy about that. And given, obviously, what's going on in the world and going on in the United States, the defense bill will both be popular and needs to be enacted. Military construction, which is actually another piece of the defense bill, is likely to be right behind it. After that, your guess is as good as mine. They just really haven't moved very fast on anything.
Lame duck session is a certainty.
Not a certainty, but pretty much a high probability. I mean, it's possible that Congress will pass what's known as a continuing resolution. That is, the fiscal year will begin on October 1st. They will not have gotten many or maybe any of the appropriations done. And they'll pass a legislation that allows the government to continue operating at some level.
Mm-hmm. Now, Republican senators voted with Democrats this week to pass an emergency drought aid bill.
When it doesn't rain, it pours in Washington. That's basically what it comes down to.
Did you just make that up?
I just made that up.
That's very clever. Thank you very much.
Sure.
This is an actual situation is, in a sense, accentuated by the onset of an election.
Oh, sure. I mean, this is one of the more interesting, fascinating, and infuriating situations all at the same time. On the one hand, the president said, we just passed this huge agriculture bill. We've got money in there to help out farmers who are hurt by the drought. On the other hand, the biggest and maybe most critical election in the country will be the election for senator in South Dakota. Remember, there's only a one-seat margin in the Senate.
Yeah.
The Democratic incumbent supposedly is in trouble, and the state that's worst hit by the drought is South Dakota. Other senators in trouble are Wellstone in Minnesota, again, another drought-ridden state.
Yeah.
So what's happening here, led by Democrats, Tom Daschle from South Dakota, mm-hmm. Democrats propose, and Republicans go along with, a $6 billion increase for drought that the president might, in a non-election year, veto. But in an election year when he's got a particular Senate candidate that he needs to get elected, it's going to be very, very difficult.
Let me ask you about another possibility in the Senate. You've got an election coming up in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Jean Carnahan was elected to succeed her late husband in his seat. If she is defeated and the Republican is elected, as I understand it, the gentleman who would be elected does not have to wait to be sworn in with the rest of the Senate until January. He could take a seat immediately, meaning that a change in control of the Senate would happen immediately.
Put all this together for a second. Now, what happens if Congress adjourns before the election? The scenario you just mentioned unwinds. Then this person would be elected, but there'd be no one to swear him in because there'd be no Congress for him to sit in because Congress would have adjourned. So that almost makes you believe that Republicans think that if they've got a shot in that seat, they're going to want a lame duck session just to, for a couple of weeks, take over the control of the Senate. But, yeah, it's just a fascinating, fascinating situation because the Missouri election is technically classified as a special election, and therefore the candidate wouldn't have to wait till January to be sworn in.
So we could, in fact, see, I mean, it's not hyperbole, we could see control of the Senate change twice over the next few months.
Sure. On Election Day, the Senate could go Republican because of that one seat change. But then in January, when Congress gets sworn in because of the other elections that took place in November, it could go back and become Democratic-controlled again. Again, it's one of those times that, as an analyst, you sit back and just smile and watch what's going on with a great deal of amusement.
Stan, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Stan Collender has worked for both the House and the Senate Budget Committees. He's Senior Vice President of Fleischmann Hillard International.